Welcome to your Personal Child Specialist podcast. Don't you wish that children came with their own instruction manual? We know they don't. But how about getting the next best thing? By having your common parenting and children's health questions answered by Dr. Gaurav Gupta, MD from Charak Clinics, India.
Hi friends, मैं हूं डॉक्टर गौरव गुप्ता, आपका अपना चाइल्ड स्पेशलिस्ट. एंड टुडे आई हैव विद मी अ वेरी स्पेशल गेस्ट डॉक्टर अरुण वाधवा. वेलकम टू द शो सर.
थैंक यू, गुड टू सी यू.
गुड टू सी यू टू. मैंने एक्चुअली जेन्युइनली सोचा था कि मैं कोविड के ऊपर जो टॉक्स हैं थोड़ी कम कर दूंगा, बिकॉज द कोविड इज एक्चुअली डाइंग डाउन आई थॉट. बट फॉर द लास्ट कपल ऑफ वीक्स आई हैव बीन आस्क्ड क्वेश्चंस अबाउट द फोर्थ वेव ऑफ कोविड सो मेनी टाइम्स दैट आई थॉट आई नीड टू हैव अ person who's experienced, who has the knowledge and who's willing to talk about this. And I couldn't think of anybody better than Dr. Arun Vadva. For those who are not aware, Dr. Arun Vadva has been practicing in South Delhi for more than 3 decades now. And he's also currently the member of the vaccine committee of the Indian Academy of Pediatrics. Again, welcome to the show, and we'll be talking about the fourth wave of COVID. What do you feel about it just off the cuff?
If you read all this, it's not personal opinion, but whatever you read, the fourth wave will come. There's no doubt about it. And most likely, it will be a milder wave. So, you know, like what we've been discussing before, as you drop a pebble in a pond. So first wave is like a splash, and then a smaller wave, and then a smaller wave, and smell. Eventually, after 4, 5, 6 waves, it merges into the system. You know, it's like the first one is the big one. When there's a pond with water which is stable and you have a splash in it, like a stone dropping in it. So each wave becomes milder and milder. So hopefully it will be a milder wave. And getting milder is in benefit of the virus also, you know, because the virus also needs to survive. And if the host dies, the virus also dies. So it's like epidemiologically also the virus needs to, for the host to survive. So it becomes milder and milder. Plus, of course, the host factors, the host becomes stronger, immunity, natural, acquired by the vaccine. So gradually, the disease should become milder and milder, unless it's a real smart variant that it can evade all forms of immunity, then it will be dangerous, which looks a little unlikely. The wave will come, most likely it will be a milder wave, another 6 months down the line.
Jin logon ko itna hi sunna tha, sir ne already bol diya hai. But those who want to go into a little bit more depth, let's talk about the article first. This was an article by IIT Kanpur and it's published in something called MedRx. So could you just tell us a little bit about MedRx and then a little bit about the article?
So whenever you write an article, what we've been doing last 2-3 years, it has to be published in a journal. You have submit in a journal, then it goes for peer review. 2-3 people will review it, give you some comments. You change the, according to comments, saying that writing, data, whatever they need more. And then after that, final submission, and then it's published around 4-5 months later. So what MedRx does is that it publishes the article before peer reviewing, as in the raw form. So that is why they write a disclaimer that this is not peer reviewed and this is the article published. And there may be changes after this. Why this is done is because, like, if the process takes 6 months and if you have an article like on COVID these days, everything is fast moving. By the time it's published, it's old data already. Like this, if the article is published 5-6 months from now, by then the fourth wave would be over. So it's like a useless article. So MedRx just publishes these articles, which have been submitted for publication, but they're still not vetted out by different researchers. Whether it's a good model, how clearly they've done it, how methodically they've calculated, analyzed, whether it's worth publishing or not.
It's basically what they call a preprint, and it's not
peer reviewed. Or raw data kind, yes. Yeah, raw it's not peer reviewed.
So there could be mistakes in this itself. So that's something which we need to remember. And now let's talk about the article itself. This is not done by doctors, as far as I understand, but by computer scientists and
mathematicians and computer scientists. Yes.
Okay. So what is the, where have they taken the data from, and what are their findings?
So this mathematical modeling, machine learning, all this is based on the previous data. You know, so this previous data could be based on the Spanish flu, could be based on the swine flu which came. It could be based on the previous 2-3 waves. You know, so based on that data, mathematically, it's modeled that this, the next wave will come when. So it's like more like mathematics rather than biological science.
And I think they have used data from Zimbabwe and South Africa, which have already been experiencing a fourth wave. And that's what they've used to model the epidemic in India.
Yeah, they have said that, you know, Zimbabwe and India behaves in very similar fashion. The countryside, people, everything is very similar. And that's how they've taken data from there, the previous waves, and then mathematically remodeled into our system. And that's how calculated. They've said that the second, fourth wave will start around 22nd of June, peak by 23rd of August, and then go off by October end. So those exact dates may not be right, but definitely something is there that it will come. When, how much, nobody knows. Because it also depends on the virus. You know, the main hero villain here is the virus. So how does the virus mutate? Nobody can predict whether it will become a more lethal virus, evade all immune responses, or it will become a milder virus, which normally it should, and we hope that it does. But otherwise, the main villain is what is important. What we can only predict is how the waves come and when will it come. But how bad it is, we don't know.
And right now we have the Omicron variant, but as you said, there is a chance that this may also mutate. So will that make a difference to the calculations that they have made in their particular study?
Yes, definitely. They also have written in the article itself, they've written that, you know, article is based on mathematical modeling, but we cannot predict the virulence of the variant which will come and how lethal it will be. It's true, you know, you can't predict what the virus, how it will behave.
Absolutely. We have seen it in the first three waves also that it's not really behaved according to what we thought. As I understand it, it's probably going to happen, but it's possibly going to be milder as far as we understand. Now, let's look at some of the questions that people have about this fourth wave. Let me start by the first one, which is parents panicking whether children should actually go to school right now and should they go to school if and when there is a fourth wave.
So, you know, the eventually what will happen is waves will come, maybe another wave, also the fifth wave, and gradually the virus will merge into the system, like what influenza has also done. And it'll become more like a common cold virus or any other viral infection. You have fever for 2-3 days, stuffy nose, cough, and then you're fine. So the schooling is a definite must. Till the wave comes, definitely you have to send it. When the waves comes, let's see how, what the severity is. Maybe you can take a little backseat, see for a couple of days, and I'm sure, you know, it's not your decision. The government also will decide beforehand if they see that the numbers are steadily increasing or they feel that they, it's affecting more children in the younger age group. They'll also, it's their responsibility also. So it's always better to keep reading the newspaper, be updated how many cases are happening every day. So now we have just 300 cases every day. Definitely schooling is important. Once they start raising to 500, you can become a little more alert. Once they become 1,000, maybe you can stop sending them. So you can have your own parameter that once the cases started rising, I will stop. But definitely now, since they are on the decline and we don't expect a wave in another 4 to 6 months, definitely the children should go to school. There's no doubt about it.
And this might sound like a very obvious question to you, but why should children go to school? I was talking to a pediatrician yesterday and they were saying, bachcha to ghar mein hai and bachcha achche se padhai kar raha hai. So, kya karna usse school bhej ke? So, why do you think children should go to school?
Ghar baith ke na padhai kar sakta. He can be learning, but he's not educating. So education is not only learning, you know, education means also interacting with other children, sharing, learning from each other. Like even for our conferences, if you realize when you go to a CME, we probably learn only 10% academic and 20-30% we learn about other things, you know, simple things like handling your computer, phone, small cases here and there, you know, what's happening around. So education is not about just listening to the teacher and answering questions. There is much more to it. Going to the field, playing with other children, you know, interacting, getting hurt. So all that is part of education, which they are missing out. And you also will agree, last 1 year or so, we've seen children getting very aggressive at home, especially the smaller ones, 5-6-year-old, 7-year-old, breaking things, pulling their pets' ears, tails, getting hit, bit. And the older generation, you know, like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years, I have been referring them to a psychiatrist much more often now this year than previous years. You know, all of them have gone into some kind of anxiety, depression, fighting with parents. So, you know, all that is not done. That is not part of growing up.
Absolutely. So, you know, I tell the parents that, look, aapka jo hai lifestyle, it has become like a pre-COVID lifestyle. You are the parents, the father is going to office, the mother, if she's a housewife, she's doing her regular work. Grandparents have started watching TV and going to temples also or gurudwaras, wherever. But the child's lifestyle is still in the COVID one. And we need to make them also into sort of pre or post-COVID.
Definitely. there's no doubt that they have to go to school.
Just winding down now, will vaccines make a difference in the fourth wave? So, because many kids have started the vaccine, some of them are less than 15, so abhi nahi laga hai. So, in case it happens, should they take the vaccines and jinhone le liya, will it help protect them in the fourth wave?
Definitely, vaccines will help. You know, the effect of the vaccines will last for around 6 months in terms of antibodies, but also in terms of the permanent B cell immunity and the T cell immunity. It lasts even longer, much longer. Nobody knows how long. But whenever you have even the slightest amount of immunity, obviously the disease severity will be less. So we can't say that they will not get sick, but they will get sick, but it will be much milder. And if it's a viral fever kind of a symptom for 2-3 days, there's no problem. So the vaccine should help. If the government offers them vaccine, definitely they should take. I think the government will go till 12 years and after that they may not even offer. You know, worldwide, it's a big debate that whether children less than 12 years should be vaccinated or not, because they usually have a mild disease and usually get over it. So why not have natural immunity rather than vaccinating them? And vaccines should be diverted to everybody across the world. African nations, there the vaccination rate is still not around 10%. Until everybody is vaccinated, till everybody is protected, nobody's protected. You know, the mutations will keep coming from places where the people are not vaccinated. So they're harboring virus, the virus transmission happens. Whenever the transmission happens, the virus mutates, you know, finds a better host where they can multiply better. So once the multiplication happens, mutation chances are there. And multiplications will happen unless everybody is vaccinated.
So any last words about this? I think you have covered it very nicely that this is a study which is done based on mathematical modeling by computer scientists using artificial intelligence. It's more of a prediction rather than something like a hard line in the carved in the stone kind of a thing. So
it's a scientific prediction kind of a thing.
Yes. We don't know whether it will be much more severe or not, but most likely, given how most it's been not. Happening, most likely not. You know, somebody quoted about the Spanish flu also. They said over 2-3 years, even without vaccines, it started tapered off. And that's what you are saying even here. And now we even have the vaccines.
Yeah, so you need some form of immunity. So whether it's Spanish flu where people died, some people developed immunity here. We don't want mortality, we want immunity. So, you know, the science has advanced, the vaccines have come so fast. So you need some form of immunity, whether it's natural infection or vaccine immunity. So natural infection, you run a risk of getting a severe disease, where in vaccine immunity, you don't get the chance, you know, that severity is not there. There's a good chance that it might even go faster than Spanish flu, but then there are different viruses, different behavior. But if it's the same virus, today's technology has brought out the vaccines, given you faster immunity, so it should go faster.
Certainly, you're very clear that kids should go to school as far as all of them are concerned.
Yes, definitely. I think we all they should go to school, they should go to the park every day, play with friends and reduce screen time and reduce junk foods.
I think better words could not have been said. Thank you, Dr. Arun. It was really wonderful as usual.
Thank you.
Very simple, succinct and very clear tips about both ways.
Thank you. Thank you so much.